fighting back with common sense and uncommonly good wit. Yeah, that's what we do here. How about that? It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, July 22nd. I'm Steve. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the war on energy escalating from Berkeley, California, where the city has just banned the use of natural gas in pursuit of environmentalist nirvana, to northern Michigan, where hundreds of thousands could be left in the cold and the dark. Number two, Democrats have all of their eggs in the basket of Bob Mueller yet again. They're demanding better answers than the ones they got in the first 448-page report. They demand to nail Donald Trump with something. They don't even care if it's true. Just give us something, Bob. And number one, the lines have been drawn. The president and the squid, I mean the squad, kept up their political war over the weekend in the spirit of, I know I am, but what are you? I know I am, but what are you? Along with, my dad can beat up your dad. That's about the level of the politics in Washington right now. What do you think of that? My dad can beat up your dad. Yeah. Well, I know what I am, but what are you? Mm-hmm. Donald Trump and the Twisted Sisters duking it out. Donald Trump of the day. So, New York, do you got that new bite? All right. So, here's how far down the drain we've gone in this conversation. It's one thing to say those that support Donald Trump are deplorable. It's one thing to say that those people should be forced into something different as MSNBC did. Don't negotiate. Destroy Trump supporters. And then here is AOC, the leader of the Mean Girls, of the Mod Squad, of the Fabulous Four, whatever you want to call them, I don't care. Just listen to what she says here and let it soak in a little bit. Bite nine, go.
He is stoking white supremacy, and he is allowing, frankly, neo-Nazi groups to go off unchecked, because that is a key part of rousing his base. But we cannot allow and give in to that.
Did I hear that right? He's stoking white supremacy and allowing neo-Nazis to go unchecked because that's what his base wants. If you support Donald Trump, you want white supremacy. You want to be goose-stepping in the streets of Chicago and New York and L.A. You want to have actual concentration camps all over this country. That's what you want if you're a Trump supporter. It's a short bite. It says it all. Listen to it again. Go.
He is stoking white supremacy, and he is allowing, frankly, neo-Nazi groups to go off unchecked because that is a key part of rousing his base. But we cannot allow and give in to that.
What we can't allow and give into is that kind of an ignorant comment to go unchallenged and unchecked. That is absolutely absurd. It's a smear job on every single person who doesn't agree with her weird ideology of far-left activism, her socialist view of the world. If you don't believe in her socialist view of the world, you're a neo-Nazi. You're a white supremacist supporter. Because that's what Donald Trump... He's doing that to support his base. Now, let me give you some facts here because it's important in context here. I'm going to go so far as to use an unqualified source, but let me explain why. The Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris Dees, Southern Poverty Law Center spent the last 30 or 40 years doing smear jobs on conservative organizations. Now, some of it was valid. They would go out, they would identify so-called hate groups, and they would identify the Universal Church of the Creator or other white supremacy groups around the country, and they would, you know, label them and follow them and put information out there about them, and that's fair. But the Southern Poverty Law Center, in all its efforts and all its works, found here just a couple of years ago, there were less than 10,000 Klan members and white supremacy members, not organizations, members in America, less than 10,000 could they identify, because they had 100 here and 200 over there and 20 here and 5 there and whatever it was. Less than 10,000 in a country of 325 million. You see, white supremacy and neo-Nazism isn't exactly an existential threat to this country. In fact, it's no threat at all. But it's a great thing for Democrats and liberals and socialist Democrats to throw up there to say, look, it's the boogeyman. It's neo-Nazis, and they're going to be marching in the streets as soon as Donald Trump allows it to happen, which is a complete and utter nonsense. It's disgusting, frankly, or it's the argument of a very simple mind, a simpleton argument, frankly. I mean, how obtuse are you to believe, oh, they believe in white supremacy and they believe in neo-Nazis? Really? Have you traveled much? Ever gotten out? Ever been to Moline, Illinois? Ever been to Akron, Ohio? You know, Lexington, Kentucky? You ever been anywhere? Because, you know, maybe you should travel to some of these places, these red counties, these red states, and actually talk to people. And find out that what you're saying is completely, absolutely, factually wrong. And talk about offensive. I'm not offended by it. I'm amused by it. I mean, some people could be offended by it. I'd see why. It's libelous. Donald Trump is supporting neo-Nazis and white supremacy groups. Really? And done that how exactly? Done that how exactly? By the First Step Act? That just a few days ago, more than 3,000 people left prison, most of them people of color. Is that how he's attacking people of color? Is he doing it by lowering the unemployment rate in the black and Hispanic community to all-time record lows? Not just record lows recently, but all-time record lows. Is that how he is promoting this white supremacist attitude and mindset? Is he doing it by empowering people with economic opportunity by the way of Ben Carson in the Department of Health and Human Services? Is that how he's demonstrating his white supremacy notions and ideals? You see, because if you go through and you look at all of the things that Donald Trump has done, it would fly completely in the face of this completely absurd argument. Health and Human Services, is it not, Alex? Housing and Urban Development, my mistake. My point being these economic opportunity zones that have created tremendous opportunities in urban areas for people of color, for entrepreneurs, and anybody that lives there. This whole notion that it's all people of color against, you know, the white people. The people that are setting down the racial guidelines and the racial barriers, it's not Donald Trump. It's Democrats who want to label and do the identity politics game every day. It's the identity politics game every day. In fact, the squad wants to be the squad wants to make sure that you don't question them. And if you do, you need to be careful because they are women of color. So you just better know that, Nancy Pelosi. Or anybody else, you better know that before you address them. So come on. You listen to what she says there. And is that the plan? I ask you again, is that the plan to win the White House in 2020? Call anybody who doesn't agree with you a neo-Nazi, a white supremacist, a deplorable, whatever it may be. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.